All right. Hello there, Gia.
Okay, we're on.
We're on.
Hi, yes. are we gonna dazzle today?
Well, I think we're gonna
doesn't look good.
No. No, we're not. Partly because America and the world, we think maybe poor Gia has the coronavirus. So
the test said no, but the feelings say yes. It seems odd that I wouldn't have it, but
and so you and Rory live in pretty close quarters there, so if Rory has it, you know, chances
we weren't gonna go out to the disco or anything anyway, so it's okay.
All right. But we'll forgive you.
Don't worry. Yeah. Even with a negative test, I will stay clear of all the people. I'm staying home.
Yeah. I think that's smart. Okay. All right, Gia. So,
all right. General Hospital.
Yeah. So we have Friday and Monday to look back on. Yep. And
we've got a party. We have a party.
Yeah. And the party, there was a lot of sort of tension at the party, wasn't there?
There was some tension. There was some good tension, and there was some manufactured tension where I had to go like, huh? What?
What was the good tension in your mind?
Well, I liked the lovesick Spencer mooning, with his little mooning around the different columns and pulling the Metrocourt envelope in and out of his
just like when jacket. Carly had those like test results in her large envelope that she kept clutching to her chest.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's going to see that.
So I thought that was good tension, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about there.
It's a weird party, though. The whole thing is just kind of manufactured, if we're going to use that word. I think it applies to the party also.
Yeah.
Because you got like your grown-ups, right?
Right.
You know?
Right. So
and like all it's like basically all like ex-husbands, right? Or something like that. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And then there's a little group of other people who seem to be Trina's age, but she's having nothing to do with them. So
no, because she's hanging out with Capybara there. Capybara. Oh, I meant to send you a picture of a beautiful capybara. I'll do it afterwards.
Thank you. I can look them up also, you know. I have the internet here too.
I don't think you will though, so
I feel like maybe I did after one of our last podcasts, and then
they're
I looked
very
up
cute.
Yeah, I get a lot of wombats in my feed, and they're adorable. I don't know.
I'm not sure I know what that looks like, but
you should check those out too, Gia. They're very cute.
I clicked on a pair of Skechers yesterday, and so I've been flooded.
So now we're shifting to sneakers, are we, or what?
Well, these are like something. What were they called? Pillows, or it was kind of a plastic sandal, and I was like, I wonder if those are no, I think they're called foamies. Foamies.
Oh, yeah.
And they So I thought, well, those would be really lightweight. I wonder if they really are comfy. And so I clicked on them to read some reviews, and now I'm just flooded with Skechers material. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. And the reviews are mixed, so I'm not even sold on them.
God, that's almost worse, isn't it?
I know. Well, I thought maybe there'll be a big Labor Day sale and I'll score some plastic sandals for $10. I think foamies or something. They look very, you know, like a big cushy bottom that would feel good on your old feet.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm always looking for a comfy shoe. I remember I wore some shoes of yours that you had left at your other house.
Huh.
And
all right.
They were like torture shoes. They were like they were flip-flop style.
Yeah.
But they were like a bed of nails. I forget what they were called.
Huh. I have no recollection of that. Flip-flops that were like a bed of nails.
They were like, you know, plastic or plastic isn't the right material. Resin? I don't know what they make that sort of.
Oh, you know, maybe were they brown?
Yeah, they were brown, and I was like, oh, these, I'll just wear these when I'm trying to move around the house so I don't track dirt in, you know, Shelby's old shoes here. But they had some sort of like the sole of them that you were stepping on was like a a knobby thing, possibly meant to have a massaging effect, but there was some pain.
Did they have the word sensei on them? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Because I think I've been wearing those lately.
Have you found yourself a little bit cranky? Are you cranky?
Well, there's that could be one reason, but I always have so many reasons. Well, my feet are maybe a little different than yours. I don't know, Gia, but
maybe I'm a tenderfoot. Yeah,
yeah, you're very delicate.
Am delicate and complicated, but
Well, I don't know if you're sounding that complicated tonight.
Well, I may be under the influence of a external virus or something.
Yeah,
internal.
I think the phlegm.
It may be doing the talking.
The phlegm is blocking some neurons. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so we were at the party, and then I don't know how we got to Skechers. That was a
Either. Well, but we could talk fashion. I don't know if I have any fashion. Dresses. We had some Portia and Jordan, both in sort of flowing silky wear.
Yeah, sure. And Portia did another one of those little squeals as they were entering the Savoy.
God help me. I just want to, like, I don't know. I just want to shove her when she does it. I can't take it.
It's kind of enough for me to want her off the show. You know?
I feel like, I don't know, I've been on some sort of, like, feminist tirade lately, but I feel like she's not helping our gender any with that sort of...
She's not someone to be taken seriously if she's just gonna.
No,
be...
when you're that age and you're doing giddy, sort of,
and it's maybe
high school
pitched.
Valley girl. Yeah, it's not good. It's not
that
good.
Peels paint, you know that sound.
I have to remind myself that she's a respected doctor.
Doctor, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We don't see her doing much doctoring lately, other than trying to murder somebody, but.
She's back to having almost nothing to say. And if we're not going to have anything coming out of her mouth that's, you know, substantive, and we get the squealing in the meantime, that really doesn't do her character a lot of good.
No, well, I think the big storyline for her is obviously going to be this Trina's father thing. That Jordan's going to be the...
And I'm kind of feeling like, Jordan, just spill the beans, would you? You know,
yeah, just get this over with. There, yeah, because it's going to take a year like all these other storylines that I can't take.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. It would be
that,
nice
it's
if
it's just
it,
not that juicy.
It's
you know?
Not that juicy. And why not just drop it right in the middle of this little happy family, you know?
And why do this storyline, like the presumed father right now is Taggart. Well, he's not even a regular, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, he was lurking around today, which I enjoy Taggart. I'd love it if he were.
I can't believe he's not in that Tyson movie. He would have been like the perfect
He would have been perfect,
Mike
wouldn't
Tyson.
He? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been good. we digress yet again. But anyway, I just feel like that's not going to be a very satisfying. I guess it'll just be the honesty issue between she and Curtis.
And it's pretty huge, I think, especially with Curtis kind of being the kind of guy he is, you know, being so upset that what's his name lied all those years or, you know, died and didn't come back, whatever, you know, Marshall, Mr. Tiny Hat.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
He was boogieing today to see him do a little boogie.
It was just like such a weird crowd. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I could have done without the party, I think. And then you get Sonny, and he's only got the one jacket, apparently, at this point. The blue
I know.
Blazer.
I know. It's going to have like a ring of grime around the neck soon.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't looking very classy to begin with, but now that we just see it every day, it's just, you know, it's just, nobody's going to take him seriously either.
And that was a manufactured scene, I thought, between he and Curtis, because I was like, what? Was there some beef between them that
Yeah.
And harkening back to all the way back to when Curtis asked him for help with the Marshall things, like that was like 8 years ago. You know,
it was 9 years ago, actually, Gia.
Was it? All right. Well, anyway, yeah. I just feel like I know I'm always harping on the pacing, but I feel like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was kind of taken aback by that also. I was like, what? Why does?
Because I feel like, haven't we seen scenes with them since then? Or maybe we haven't.
Buddies, I thought, even. Yeah. You know, and I liked that. I liked the fact that they were buddies, even though Curtis wasn't, you know, mob oriented. But now that he's, I was thinking maybe what it is that because Sonny refused to help him get dirt on his father or get information on his father, he had to go to Selena. And now he's in way too deep. So he's kind of like somehow blaming Sonny for the position he finds himself in now.
I think you're giving the writers too much credit, but I like.
Well,
I like
yeah, it. I know it, and yeah, and I feel like Curtis would have sort of confessed to that if Sonny had prodded him a little bit more, if that were the case. But
yeah,
That's all I could come up with because I didn't get that either. Otherwise,
yeah, it was out of the blue, yeah. And the other manufactured tension I thought we had. Mm-hmm. Or over the top, like beyond what it was called for. What was called for was Chase being upset at Brooklyn, asking Sonny for help. It was like, oh, already we're gonna have trouble in paradise.
Yeah. I know he became a little heated there too quickly.
Yeah, which seemed out of character and uncalled.
And he's got to know sort of what Brooklyn's all about, you know.
Right.
Shouldn't come as a surprise, I guess. But that, I don't know. I would like to see them in just sort of a different set of circumstances. The whole
Get rid of the link thing. Yeah. I can't even remember now what the deal was.
If they want to get like the rights to her music back, I think, you know, that ship has sailed, or they're just, you know, they're going to get just into deeper trouble, both of them. So
is her music really that good?
And she can still create new music. So,
right.
You know,
and what is this voice situation where she can speak perfectly well,
but
can't sing?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you would know better than I. If you have to strain yourself while you're singing, maybe it is a little different than speaking. I don't know.
I suppose so.
This situation forces us to see more scenes with Link, and I don't think he has the chops for that much. You know,
when he looks limper and limper every time they bring him out, like his hair gets more lanky and greasy.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that only
as if he's just going bad. He's like gone by or something. You know,
he's past his sell by date. Yeah. Yeah, and I think just making him look seedier and seedier doesn't take the place of having to hit his lines occasionally, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It would be nice to see Brooklyn and Chase together otherwise, you know?
Right, yeah, we would be happy with that, and they could move on and have an actual date or whatever.
Or, do other things with their lives. And then we got, like, the sort of other thing that's sort of past its sell-by date, which is Sam and Dante.
Oh yeah. I don't even know what to say about them at the pool.
At the pool again. Weird hangout.
Yeah, at the pool, but not in bathing suits.
No.
Although
getting
Sam's
ready to go
was
to dinner, I guess.
or something. And Sam's in another sort of like very boob oriented, which whatever, that's
dress.
You know, I guess if I had boobs like that, I'd probably wear a dress like that. I don't know, maybe. Would I?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. Would you? Would I?
I'm not sure. We'd be different people, but I guess you'd be a if you'd had boobs like that all along, you'd probably be a different person, I guess.
Yeah, maybe I'd have a sugar daddy.
We probably wouldn't be
somewhere.
Friends unless we both had boobs like that. I don't know.
We should have used our student loans for boob jobs.
For boobs, yeah. I don't know what it would be like to have boobs like that. I can't imagine.
Can't either.
The world would be different. Would doors open for you or differently?
Well, literally, they would be pushed open by your boobs. So, yes. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so she had that dress, and I don't know, it's just, there's no substance to them as a couple, I don't feel like. It's just yet another manufactured conflict. Will they move in together?
Yeah, and, I mean, who cares? Who cares?
And now they will, right? Now they're moving into her
so.
Very gray apartment rather than his very gray apartment.
Yeah, yeah. And with the children that we generally don't see.
Oh, they just love each other, though. They all just...
They're like family already.
Yeah,
you know, I was thinking, I last week, after we wrapped up, I was thinking that the only character, well, maybe not the only one, but recently, the only character who manages to convince us that he really is devoted to his child, and you really believe it when he misses her, is
Valentine,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. There's something about that storyline and all, you know, whenever she was on the screen with him, you bought it, right?
Yeah, although the French-speaking stuff kind of drove me a little crazy. You liked it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, Gia. Well, I know it's a little over the top. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But... It seemed like, you know, something about that relationship made more sense, or, you know, seemed more legitimate.
Well, like I said the other day, he's kind of the only guy that I've been liking on the show. Yeah. Although I like Dante.
Yeah, me too.
I do like Dante, but I just feel like the essence of those characters has sort of been lost or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they could be any character, really, right?
Right. Just, yeah, they just need to, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying I want her back in the, like, biker chick mode, but this new Sam, whether or not she's wearing a cleavage-y dress, mm-hmm. like, I just don't know who she is yet, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I'd like to see him just get pulled back into, like, some other all-consuming kind of storyline, you know?
Like a cop storyline?
Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe like the whole Michael Sonny Dex drama. I don't know.
Or maybe Lulu would show signs of something and would be torn.
Maybe she'd move a finger.
Like Lulu could show signs, but not really recover, you know, but he'd have to be pulled in.
Yeah, that's right.
Although he's an ex-husband. But
yeah, and that would make Sam all sort of uneasy too. Like, you know, she'd have to bolt, you know.
Yeah, yep.
But yeah, that's all a little tedious. We didn't talk yet about Sasha.
Right. And that to me was sort of the most riveting of what was happening today. I even liked TJ and Brando's conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Yeah. And I've decided I'm going to affect that sort of fist bump. That's like a one person fist bump into the shoulder kind of thing. Like I liked that, like as a sort of a supportive and affectionate gesture.
Uh-huh. That's going to be your new move. You're saying?
I'm going to try it a few times.
Okay.
You know, because it's not a hug, you know, you don't have to hug somebody, but you can do kind of it's like a powerful touch, but
Right.
A little bit of a dude thing, I guess.
Okay.
But all right. So you might try it, you know.
I might. There was an expression that I was gonna try, but I've already forgotten what it is.
From hospital?
Just from hearing people say it and thinking, oh, that's a little stupid. But you know.
Like sup? Sup.
Sup.
But that wasn't it.
Not quite. But anyway,
apropos of nothing. I like that. Apropos of nothing.
I don't know if that's a greeting so much, is it?
Oh, you're looking for a greeting?
Well, isn't that what the punch on the shoulder thing is, kind of?
No, I think it happened during their conversation, maybe at the end even.
Oh, okay. So but it's
like
okay.
Like a shoulder squeeze and then that, maybe. I'm not sure.
That seems like a lot of contact for you, Gia. Okay. Well, anyway, I hope it works out for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So getting back to the Sasha thing, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I thought it all unfolded, I guess, pretty much as I guess we could have predicted. I don't know. I thought Lucy did a pretty good job initially of trying to like
keep
civil, and
I thought she did a good job of looking both sympathetic but also saying, look, it's a business, kind of a
sort of impatient, like, how can you not understand this, Sasha?
So were you let down that it unfolded as predicted? Like, did you want a different one to go?
Well, I guess it worked because I felt very uncomfortable and sort of like, oh no, Sasha. You know, I was like, this is now she's never going to be able to come back from this, I don't think.
Yeah, not with that company anyway.
No. Maybe she could become like a professional wrestler or something, like with the WWF or whatever they're
called. Like a Tanya Harding kind of a sort of she really like screwed her life over completely, and yet
remained
sort of a quasi celebrity.
Right. Yeah. So she'll be on all those shows that just get like B-list,
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Well, actually, ironically, Sam won Dancing with the Stars once upon a time.
Did she? I knew she was on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably was a dancer at some point. I mean, they all seem to have, you know, big Broadway
other
background.
Talents. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anywho, yeah. And I thought like the setting, like this time Sasha couldn't entirely blame like somebody like Schmaltz who just like preyed on her, you know, and cornered her basically and wore her down. This was kind of her doing, right?
Yeah, just escalating and and of course, yes, it's impolite and not kind of a bystander to be filming it, but it's certainly wouldn't be a shock, and you would know that everyone has a camera in their pocket now.
Yeah, and so, especially since she's been the victim of that before.
Yeah,
she should know that there's always going to be somebody taping something, you know.
Yeah, I thought she did a nice job of a believable public unravel.
And
I like that.
This is another instance where we have to like wonder like what is her relationship with Brando going to look like?
Yeah, there was a disturbing parallel, I thought, and like is this what we're doing, you know, between Elizabeth and Finn and Sasha and Brando, where she falls into the man's arms and I need help.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, we have men on the show who've had mental health issues as characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But have we seen any of them? Well, I think we did see Sonny back in the day unraveling and relying on Carly and or Brenda. I don't know, that may be going back too far. To provide help.
Uh-huh.
But like maybe we could, the next person that unravels and has a mental health breakdown could be a dude.
A dude, yeah. Yeah.
And have the woman be the one that has to prop him up.
Yeah, and I guess Nina also kind of propped him up when he was starting to, you know, drink. And
the drinking thing, that's true. Yeah.
It was affecting his meds and stuff like that, you know.
But I feel like, you know, who has not been to Shady Brook or Ferncliff at this point?
Right.
You know, Carly, Nina, Elizabeth, Laura.
Yeah,
you know, mainly the female characters are the ones being shipped off to mental health institutions.
That's true. But maybe I am kind of looking forward to it if it brings Sasha and Elizabeth together, because that's kind of what I was interested in seeing before.
As a power couple?
If they're both sort of trying to like get themselves, you know, help and get
their shit squared away.
Yeah. And I think there would be some really interesting conversations either between the two of them or like in some group sort of counseling session.
Yeah,
but ideally with Kevin, but you know, I guess it doesn't have to be Kevin, you know.
Yeah, but he's the best in town.
We he all really know is. Why would you waste your time with anybody else?
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, I'm not saying it's not justified that Brando would want to help Sasha, but you know what I'm saying? I feel like we're seeing a lot of women melt down.
Mm-hmm. They're either melting down or they're being told how they feel and how they should behave and the stuff like that. Yeah. It's like they need to be managed.
Yeah. And, well, you know, they do get hysterical. you know, it just harkens back to that whole like, oh, that women and hysteria and their, you know, their decision making process is off and all that kind of crap. But I could just be an old throwback, which, you know.
Well, yeah, I wonder what the demographics are for who, like, who watches soap operas these days. I mean, because historically, wasn't it mostly a female audience? And I would think it still probably is.
It probably is. I do notice when I look at social media that there are some men commenting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was definitely the era when the men were working outside the home and the women were working inside the home, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know who's writing them.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that too. Like, I think with a soap opera, the job, I mean, we know it's hard because it's every day. It's not just like one episode a week, but you have to keep so many storylines in mind. You have to be thinking about the past and like you have to be thinking like weeks down the line, you know? And if they have new writers ever coming on that aren't like invested in the like
sort
of an art form, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
maybe that's what's happening. We're just, you know, it's a hard time to
find new people. It is hard to get people to work these days. That's what everybody says.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. People say that, but like I end up in a lot of restaurants, bars, you know, and I see people schlepping like, working like crazy hard. So I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. The people, you know, but you hear a lot of like, you know, old ladies like, nobody has any work ethic anymore. You know, it's like, man, I've seen people like humping and going and just really working hard.
Me too, Gia. I know.
Not me.
Well,
I'm just lying here.
You're a musician with the COVID, so, you know.
Yeah, which is like the most common thing in the world, I guess. Oh my goodness. Okay. Can I talk about Hill Street Blues for just a minute a way that's related to soap operas?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. So, you know who the actor Dennis Franz is?
Yeah, sure.
Sipowicz. NYPD Blues. So he was in an earlier season of Hill Street Blues.
Okay.
And he played a corrupt cop, a bad cop, and he got killed off. So he was only on like two or three episodes, an ongoing storyline. And he was quite soundly killed, killed.
Yeah. Okay.
And today, it's like probably a season or two later. I don't know where I am in the thing, but they just brought him back. Just new character.
So
once
new
again,
character?
He seems to be...
new character. Okay, same actor, new character. Okay.
Yeah, but they didn't do any like, you know, there's no like, oh, you know, he's so and so's cousin, and that he's like a twin that had, you know, there's no. Right. They just brought him back. So they didn't. Yeah, they didn't feel any need. He's an asshole again. Like that, he plays that asshole cop really well.
Yeah.
Although Sipowicz was like a grumpy asshole with a heart, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I think might just be a straight asshole now. But I thought, wasn't that funny? They do that on the night. I guess they have done that a lot. Replaced people, but they must have just really liked him.
As an actor, yeah, that's a little different, I guess, if it's not the character coming back, you know, it's just using the same actor.
Well, it made me think of Franco Austin conundrum.
Yeah, right,
you know, where they must have
liked the actor, but
but is the mystery is still like, if they liked him so well, why did they kill Franco in the first place?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it, like I'm thinking in the Dennis Franz situation.
Is it Franz?
Franz. It makes me wonder, were there just not no other actors who could play cops? You know, because he doesn't seem
you would
like
think
he's,
there are, because it's not know? England, for God's
and,
sakes. It's,
and
you
I
know,
don't
it's
know
not
if
just
he's
an
like,
island.
He's not like that compelling that you think you can't find somebody else. You know what I mean?
He's a pretty good asshole. I mean,
okay. All right. To me, Franco is like, he was just way, he was so much more, you know.
Yeah, he was kind of magical. We may have built him up since his death in our heads.
I think other people are missing him too. And the whole
Franco, yeah.
The Austin storyline isn't giving us
going nowhere.
Yeah, and this like this new guy, whatever his name is, Mason.
Yeah,
that just seems sort of preposterous.
The only thing I would like is, I mean, I like is the wrong word for this. You're gonna be mad, but is if he. Was dating Maxie because he had to, like if he had some angle, like
if he had to, huh?
Yeah, like if it was part of some scheme or you know, I don't
trying
know
to like
what
work his
be.
Way into her family somehow.
Yeah, or something, you know, if it ended up being something that would shatter Maxie's heart.
Yeah, yeah. Then she could wind up in Shady Brook.
Right, exactly.
Elizabeth and Sasha.
The whole show
could
just be moved to Shady Brook. You
wouldn't
know?
That be kind of awesome though if they like had the three of them for like really solid blocks of time, you know, just doing like incredible soul searching and supporting
just
each other.
Doing, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, now you sound like my mother.
Really?
That's what she used to say about the Memphis Grizzlies. They just love and support each other. They're just such nice boys.
I'll take it. I'll take it, Gia, being compared to your mom. That's
people
definitely
don't tell
a compliment.
Me that. They tell me I'm like my dad. And they're usually not being nice.
Well, yeah, when my brothers say I'm like my mom, they don't ever mean it in a good way.
Oh, they don't. Oh,
no, they mean, you know, I've got too many animals.
Oh yeah, that's well. I mean, the comparison there is strong.
Yeah, point taken.
It's hard to miss that one. Yeah,
I know. All right.
Anyway. But okay, well, that's a fun storyline. I hope somebody's listening to you. It'd just be a big therapy session show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then we may see, like, maybe we'd see, like, the guys, like, Brando and... who else? Finn, you know, like they'd be hanging out too.
They'd have some kind of support group at a bar or something.
They'd realize just like their lives are empty and meaningless.
But they'd be fist bumping each other's shoulders.
they'd be like punching each other progressively harder because they'd be so frustrated.
Have you seen the tortilla challenge?
I don't think so. I guess you're going to tell us what that is. Huh?
Just when you mentioned the punching each other progressively harder. It's just people, like, they have to fill their mouths up with water and hold the water in their mouth and then slap each other across the face with a tortilla.
With a tortilla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh, that's it.
This,
that's all it is.
Where does this happen?
On the interweb.
Okay. This isn't just some sort of bedroom hijinks between you and Rory.
Yeah,
we don't need to know about that, Gia.
That's how we both got the Rona.
The tortilla challenge serves you right, filthy, wasting good food.
Well, it's not that funny, but people seem to have a good time with it.
Okay.
Well, anyway, get back to your premise. I like it. We'll separate the men and the women, and the women will be getting progressively stronger with good therapy from Kevin.
Yeah, and maybe they'll even come up with some inventions while they're in there, you know?
Okay. All right. Inventions, like...
Yeah. Like, I mean, like... the next big thing, you know, like,
you know, better electric cars and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Something like that. Yep. Yep.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, but, we didn't touch too much on Friday's episode, and I guess we don't really have to, but we did have...
What else happened?
Well, we had Spencer's sort of nightmare with Esme on the...
Oh, bar. Yeah, Esme reappeared, yep. Yeah. And he was at the Savoy, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I would have liked her dress almost if they had taken the sleeves off.
I was just going to say, the poofy sleeves were very sort of like Dynasty-esque 80s. Yeah,
it's like her outfits always have something where somebody like went too far or not far enough, you know.
But I thought her hair was beautiful. I don't know how you get hair that straight and shiny. Once again, I feel like if either you or I had grown up with boobs or hair like that, life would be so different, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Wouldn't it?
It would be better, is what you're saying.
Well, not necessarily. I don't know. Have you been to any high school reunions?
I went to one that was like the 5-year reunion, which was a waste of time, you know, because it's not long enough. Oh, 5-year,
that's nothing, yeah.
But yeah, and haven't had really any desire since then.
I think I went to a 15-year, maybe it was. Maybe it was 15, something like that. Uh-huh. Anyway, I was kind of struck with the fact that I was sort of glad that I was mediocre because it's not so far to fall.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. I think people who had their best years in the high school time zone really suffer after that.
I mean, some people looked fabulous and seemed happy and everything, but I thought some people, you know, when you were like, oh, you know, they were some gorgeous, whatever, whoever, handsome, and they were just ordinary, you know, getting pudgy and whatever. And, 3 times divorced and what, you know, like the usual stories that everybody has at that point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, you know, that's, you must, or not you must, but I wonder if they have trepidation because, you know, they were such hot shots in high school.
Yeah.
And whereas like regular old mousy old me, who was nothing in high school and I'm nothing now. And so like big whoop, you know.
Big whoop, yeah. And well, I also feel like, you know, not having big boobs or splendid hair, you don't really wonder like if people are like friends with you for the wrong reasons, you know, like paying attention to you, you know. It's like, I feel like in a way I don't
with us it's more like much. I dare you to like
or it's like, why are you talking to me? You know, that's in my mind all the time.
You know, we may have real confidence issues. I think we need Kevin for
we do
a couple sessions, you know.
That would be somewhere on my list of things I would like to have happen, like a session with Kevin.
Session with Kevin. All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you've got a birthday coming up. I'll see what I can do.
They'd be like, we could go okay, to one of those fantasy things. I don't know if he does any of those fantasy things, but that would be a fun one.
I haven't seen him on those, but yeah.
He probably knows he'd wind up with like people like us trying to corner him.
Yeah, trying to get actual therapy out of him.
That would be so funny.
That would be funny. Just sad funny, but funny.
Kevin, that's not my name. Please.
You've got to help us.
Just 50 minutes.
I had this dream. Let me tell you my dream.
Dreams are the worst.
So we will make it to one of those fantasy things.
Yeah, but that would be fun. Yeah. But and yeah, speaking of which, Ava was at one of the ones we were interested in, and she did another pretty good performance in the bed, I thought, I guess.
Yeah. Forbidding Nicholas to come in now.
Yeah, that was good. But I don't know, like her and Nina, I could see her like sort of being, her guard wasn't up quite as much as maybe it should have been when she was talking to Nina, because
like she was, do you think she shouldn't have told her about Nicholas sleeping with Esme?
Well, yeah, she might regret that, I think. And also Nina was acting like super intuitive and realizing there was something else, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which didn't seem really Nina-esque to me.
No. I think I'm starting to like Nina more, like not that I ever hated her, but I would like to see them let her be more comic. You know, yeah. I think she's got some good comedy chops.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just based on that scene where she came flailing down to the boathouse, thinking that Sunny was in danger, and you know, I just thought she was pretty funny at that. And
so maybe a little more Lucy-like.
Yeah, not as over the top as Lucy, but just, but yeah, just maybe even just self-deprecating, just awareness.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think she and Sunny could be funny too. I mean, he's hysterical outside of
the show. Yeah.
And and I don't see Carly as a character or an actor showing that much comedy. You know, she's more serious and straight. So I think Nina and Sunny together could be funny.
Yeah. Carly and Jason, it seemed like they could have a laugh maybe, or he could kind of tease her and stuff.
Yeah.
But that dynamic hasn't been.
Yeah. The best recreated. Was Brenda and and Jason. Yeah. I always loved them together.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah. That was magic. But oh well, they're all gone now.
They're all gone now, yeah.
Well, did we cover everything?
I think so. And you held up pretty well. I thought, other than, you know, the Skecher thing and the tortilla challenge, you were pretty much.
I'm trying to, I feel like you're a little out of it as far as pop culture, you know, because you work so hard and you're out in the boonies. And
I feel like it's a little bit of my job. We don't even have tortillas here. That sounds very ethnic.
Do you call them wraps? Maybe you call them wraps. You are.
Flat bread.
I don't know, but they make
we
kind
have an
of
English
a...
muffin challenge. Is that a thing?
That would be painful, wouldn't it?
Not toasted. We're not savages.
Filled with butter, all the little craters. Oh, speaking of, and that's totally unrelated, but just because I'd like to, this is a test to see how up with, on top of viral stuff you are or aren't.
Okay.
I
already
do you know about the corn kid? Let me tell you about it. It's corn. Let me tell you about it.
It's corn. All right.
It's been made into one of those sort of electronic songs. Well, that's it.
Okay.
So you don't know about it. All right.
No.
I'll send it to you.
You know, when I say no, that doesn't
no
mean
means no.
I am not following that, but for God's sake, please send it to me. No, I haven't said that ever.
It's just the cutest kid. His name is Tariq. And it was like, it's some little interview, like it's called like recess time or something. And somebody's interviewing this little kid and he's got an ear of corn and he's so in love with corn and he's just talking about it. And then they make it into this one of those electronic songs and it's viral now. And I thought, wouldn't that be funny when he grows up, that's going to be like his legacy.
Yeah.
This little corn thing.
It's cute.
It's cute. You'll see. I'll send you that and the capybara.
And you can look up wombats.
I'll look up wombats.
You
can send me.
Just look them up.
And I will send you a picture of those Skechers that,
I realize you think you're being generous.
I know you just wear like combat boots.
Right now I have on like wool clogs that I wear like as slippers.
Wool
so
clogs.
They're
what's the temperature
apart.
There?
I don't know, 50s? It's rainy.
Oh my God, it's like 90 here. I'm so hot.
Oh, gee.
Every day with the heat. But
yeah.
Wool clogs. Wow. All right.
Yeah. Anywho.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. Sorry. I took it off subject again. We'll wrap her up.
And I'm going to unplug my phone and
not
look at it for a few days.
Now, would you like these in text form or email? Or?
Yeah. Let me give you my email address.
Okay. Well, happy Labor Day to everyone. If you're laboring, God bless you.
Yes, indeed. And
thanks
for
listening.
Better, Gia. Yeah.
Ah, thank you. I'm all right. It could just be psychosomatic. Psychosomatic? Did I say that right?
Yeah, but well, you're living with somebody who was positive, so I think you probably do have it. Just hopefully not.
No, come on.
Oh, geez, she's rallying people. I think we better wrap this up.
Okay, we're wrapping it up. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you all next time.
Okay, bye, Gia.
Okay, bye.